This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 29th. God's word to you today is Safe Place. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 16, verse 3, from the Message translation, and it says, "And these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make. The church is a refuge. But the painful reality is that sometimes the last place people want to be when things do not work is the church. For some reason, a lot of people think that the church is a place where you go off to show off, and they only go to church when they feel they have things to show off. It is okay for you to have good things. Praise God for that. But beyond that, the church is a refuge, a place where the presence of God dwells." In 1 Samuel 1, verses 1 to 18, please read. It was obvious that this was not Hannah's first time at Shiloh. Hannah attended Shiloh regularly, year after year after year. Sometimes, because people go to church regularly, they think that they are in an ordinary place. The church is no ordinary place. In spite of how frequently Hannah went to Shiloh, Hannah did not get familiar with God's presence. She did not take God for granted. Hannah knew that she could be safe in God's presence, and that is big. God's favorite house is a safe place. I pray that everywhere God's people gather to adore Him will be a safe place for His people. In Jesus' name, amen. When it comes to having a safe place, everyone needs a minimum of two safe places. Firstly, you need a place where you can openly express your worship to God. Shiloh was a safe place for Hannah, a place where she could openly, publicly, unashamedly express her worship to God. Secondly, you need a small group, a body of believers, a few godly friends that you can be free to share your struggles with. Every believer needs a safe place and a small group. These two things are both indispensable and crucial. God's favorite house is a church of small groups. At our weekly meetings, we pray for one another, do life together, and share each other's burdens. Who is praying for you? Who is trusting God for you? Most churches have small groups built into their structure. For example, serving teams or units are small groups. When you are part of a service team, one way or the other, there will be people you have no affinity to. There will be somebody you can pray for, and there will be somebody who can pray for you. There will be somebody you can talk to, and vice versa. That is the way God sets things up. The truth is, if you are in church and not in a small group, you are missing a huge part of what God has for you. If you're in a small group and there is no one you can open up to and pour your heart to, you are robbing yourself. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me leverage the wealth of the God-chosen lives around me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.